Here we go.
There's a drive.
Welcome into the drive.
It's all about intensity.
Swing and a drive.
Don't get out tough. Don't let them rain threes on you.
High drive to left field.
That was incredible.
I think this team showed their full arsenal.
The drive of the game.
So what? The teams are coming after you. Go after them.
Fully impressed with the team effort.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Lon finally hit the irrational button.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Brett Bielema, Illinois football coach. How are you, sir?
Let's go for a little ride.
That's exactly right. That is. Hey, it's The Drive with Tay, and do I have to say it since he's on the phone? Do we want to tell him that we've changed it to The Drive with Tay and Belise? That sounds terrible.
It does, actually.
Yeah. My first name starts with T.
Yeah.
It would be
the Drive
more...
with T and T.
No.
No. T and T on The Drive. No.
Tay and Trev?
Tay and Trev.
Is that
there
okay?
You go, Piper. You've been replaced, dude.
Tay and Trev sounds like a hip new show. I might listen to that couple times a week.
There you go. I appreciate that, man. We'd have a big listener. And Derek,
it's not
Piper.
On Fridays. You guys would be off.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, it's kind of our. In fact,
what,
Derek? Thank you for reminding me, because we're not going to be here tomorrow. Cubs Cardinals game. That means we've got to get the weekend started early.
Oh.
Now Derek Piper is too busy working right now, but later tonight, you never know, in the hotel, if he doesn't want to do this. Everybody, the weekend has begun.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, yeah. Derek, does that sound as luscious on the phone as it does in my ear in the headphone?
You know, it sounds pretty good. I got my earbuds in and nice and pure. Something I need to get a hold of later tonight when the finals game's on.
That's exactly right. All right, you guys know him, Derek Piper. I don't need to introduce him. At DPiper247, out on the road covering basketball in the AAU style. But we have to start with the news today, and it was not good news for Illinois. Dawson Garcia commits to North Carolina. Now, if I'm not wrong on this, Derek, North Carolina was a program that he was considering out of high school, so he ultimately picks the Tar Heels. What did you think when you saw the news today?
It was a frustrating one for Illinois, because it seemed like heading down the stretch following his visit to Illinois, to North Carolina, he goes to Arizona on 4th of July, and as it went down the stretch, Illinois was feeling pretty darn good, and I know that's one thing that you say you're 50, people drink. Maybe Illinois feels good, people need to drink, because that's kind of this thing that's been going on here.
No,
and sometimes it doesn't work out that well in the end. But really at the in the closing moments of this whole thing, North Carolina with their NIL pitch is really what seemed to push it over the edge for them, and something that Illinois was trying to combat against, and this opens up a huge discussion. We could spend the whole segment talking about how this is going to impact recruiting and what we can take from this first example. That's something to say that, as you mentioned, a relationship was already built with North Carolina. Hubert Davis was the assistant that recruited him before, obviously now being the head coach. I just think from Illinois' perspective, you look at the fit at Illinois and the hole at the four spot, or at North Carolina, they have Baycott, if he's going to play the five. They brought in Brady Manick at the four out of Oklahoma, who's a proven starter and a guy that's done a lot of nice things at Oklahoma. Now is going to be in Chapel Hill. So this trended away from Illinois at the 11th hour, and it's one that is pretty tough to swallow, because obviously Dawson is a really nice player.
Derek, you kind of hit on my follow-up there with the NIL and stuff. How upset about this should I be if it's truly just – he stood to make more money as a person at North Carolina. I mean, I can't blame him for doing that, but then it gets into all this. I mean, should Illinois just keep saying, no, we can make you that much here, even if it's not true? It's just, it gets messy with all this.
$48 million.
Just promise him like a key to the city at this point, right?
Exactly.
It's just messy with, and not that I'm not for them profiting off of this, and that's great. Player empowerment, all that stuff. But it gets messy with this stuff.
Yeah, it really does. And it is tough where you're trying to come to the negotiating table and present something that's legit as far as Illinois' research, partnering with Open Doors and having market research, having data points. They are fairly limited as far as what they can really pull from, but they've had a formula that calculated what they thought Iowa would have made last year. And you look at that and they come to the table with what they think is a reasonable number or kind of a ballpark. And maybe other programs out there wouldn't approach it the same way. That might be a little bit more, well, we can make you $1 million in a year. We think that that would be something that you could make. And
sure.
It sounded like Illinois got kind of blown out of the water as far as what that number actually looked like. And I think that those on the Illinois side would tell you they didn't think what was going against them was super realistic. But the problem is you don't have anything in the past year or two or to draw from and say, hey, this isn't possible. So it's open season, and it's really something that is very interesting, and it immediately makes you think of what numbers are Kofi going to hear from other schools, and what's Illinois going to go to the table with. So it is an interesting dialogue that's being had now, at least around the basketball community, and just kind of what you're drawing from where this thing went at the very, very end. And I don't have that answer. Like, maybe you do just promise stuff that if you don't deliver, you say, hey, we thought we could, but it didn't pan out that way. It's a new dynamic to recruiting that obviously is complicated and something you got to figure out in a hurry, though.
Derek, it's so strange. These are arbitrary numbers that we're throwing out now that we honestly don't have any idea. I mean, that'd be like, hey, Derek, why don't you guys, you and Haley, come in. I can get you each $500,000 of life insurance for $1 a month. And then it's like, oh, wait a minute. No, it was $16 a month. That was my, I mean, it's just so weird. Like, recruiting wasn't hard enough. Now you've got this part. I mean, are you going to now have to have an assistant that literally, like, is a numbers person? Almost like, okay, you know basketball, you know basketball, you know numbers. Here we go. Go win some recruitments.
Yeah, I mean, potentially. I just think, as we've talked about, as this was coming down the pike and it was becoming something that was going to be obviously inevitable, as far as dollar figures being thrown out and that being something that's been, obviously, that's been part of recruiting for a long time. Now, this is a different deal where it really makes it easier, and it makes it legal for certain deals to come through. And you might say, hey, a certain dollar figure is unrealistic, but then at the same time, if car dealer X or whoever it is who has a lot of money to give wants to say, hey, I'm going to commit this to this player, then obviously that's now part of what could go to that potential player. But by the rules, the coaches, and that's a funny thing to say in college basketball recruiting, but by the rules, you're not supposed to, as a staff, be able to say, you know, this deal is something that internally we've discussed or facilitated, or, we reached out and said they'd be willing to give it. Like, you're not allowed to have those talks, but are those talks being had? Are they going to be? Absolutely. Yep. So that is just, like you said it perfectly, Lonnie, as if basketball recruiting was not hard enough to deal with, enough roller coaster twists and turns and just getting, reaching into murky waters. I mean, this is just made it all that much more uncertain and tougher to navigate.
Yuck.
Lon had a joke that he wanted
Let me throw it out.
Intro this Kofi thing with, but I vetoed it because I didn't think it was funny enough. But I think Lon could pull it off.
Okay, yeah. So Pipes, you know how you're always breaking news and everything. I'm going to break news for you. I know you didn't know this. Kofi is in Atlanta. Boom.
Ba-dum-bum. That was real. That was really good, Lon.
Is he meeting you out for dinner? Like, is he giving you the scoop on a big article about him coming back to Illinois?
That would be fun. I'd be totally game for that. Just make the 2-hour drive east over there to Atlanta, which I'll be doing later this weekend. So I did see that. I did hear about that. And again, it's it's very interesting. Interesting time to be out and about when you've literally got the whole college basketball profession on the road right now. And
right.
I know that Illinois has been having talks with him. I know that they're going to have an opportunity to obviously see him face-to-face over in Atlanta. And Brad Underwood was here this morning in Birmingham. I know that he's no longer here this afternoon. I imagine he's making his way to Atlanta. I know that Jaden Shute, Braden Huff play tonight. And I wouldn't be surprised if Kofi's at the obviously the same venue. And it just, let's be honest, it makes your imagination wander when you think about who's all down here in this area. I mean, I watched Calipari walk in shoulder to shoulder with Antigua and Chen today, and I was like, whoa, that's
yeah.
Now to see it actually in the flesh. Like, those guys going to be in Atlanta. So what's going on? Who's talking to who? Who's having the quote-unquote bump-ins? Whether it be at a restaurant or a hotel, like, I know that people are thinking it, so I'm just going to throw that out there.
Boom.
This is going to get crazy. I mean, an All-American down here in the AAU scene.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's open for business to steal a line from Trent Frazier, not in the way that Illinois wants it to be.
It sounds like a movie plot or something.
It does.
Everybody descends on Atlanta to try.
Oh, my God. Now, can Brad Underwood, I know it's a dead period. Brad can talk to Kofi, right?
Yeah, as far as I understand it, Illinois staff can actually, like, walk up to him and talk to him face-to-face. Now, that kind of stuff, especially away from the AAU team. I mean, like, if Kofi and Orlando pass by in the hallway, you know, just a happenstance, and there was a wink or a nod or whatever, like, that wouldn't be anything illegal. But some kind of planned face-to-face meeting between him and another coaching staff would, by the rules, not be allowed. But
so weird.
Yeah, so Underwood and Illinois can have that kind of dialogue and interaction, but other coaching staffs, by the rules, I'll say that again, cannot.
Okay. But, yeah, I'll say that again. I like how Derek went there.
That is it's just kind of wild. I'm not going to deep dive into it too much, but that's a very interesting scenario playing out there. Derek, I did want to ask you about guys on the court you've seen today. I know you were tweeting about Colin Smith, the four-star forward from Texas, Jaden Epps as well. What have your initial impressions been of those two?
Yeah, first chance to see both those guys in person. And Epps didn't have his best showing. Now, he was off from three, but he's got a really nice stroke. And I love his quickness off the dribble, his ability to get in the lane and play make. And he's got that makeup. And I know he watches a ton of Damian Lillard. And you can tell, like, just kind of the way his play style is and, the shots that he takes and the kind of the pace that he has. He's a big-time player, and Illinois had him on campus last month. He took visits to UConn, Kansas, and also NC State. But Brad, I know, wanted to be there for his first game of this live period to really show how big of a priority he is for them. So I'll see him again tomorrow. I know he's got two games, and wouldn't be surprised if one of those he lights it up and goes 25 or 30. Colin Smith was spectacular. Like, he was really darn good. I understand why Stephen Gentry, who wasn't assigned a lot of recruiting tasks or didn't focus in on a lot of guys on the board, that was one that he spent a lot of time on. And it makes sense because he's a 6'8" forward that could play the three or the four, probably more of a four just based on his height, but he's very versatile. I could put the ball on the floor. And I mean, I'm not going to call him E.J. Liddell or anything.
Sure.
He's not that explosive, but he is kind of that athletic, longer forward that is a little bit of a tweener, but mid-range, out to three potentially. He's kind of got that makeup. The thing is, I did talk to him after the game, asked him kind of how's that transition gone, where Gentry was your lead recruiter, now a new staff. He's like, well, I've been talking to Brad some, but been slower moving than with some other teams because my lead guy is not here anymore. So tough recruitment when you look at some of the players in there. Texas is in there. Michigan's in there. You just hope that he's not in the Big Ten if you're Illinois based on what I saw today.
That's fair enough. Now, you're in Birmingham now. You'll head to Atlanta. Who are some of the guys over there? Will some of these guys in Birmingham head to Atlanta as well, or who's some of the names that Derek Piper's going to watch for in Atlanta?
So the ones in Atlanta that are most familiar would be Jaden Shute, Braden Huff, in-state guys that play Mike Mullins and the Illinois Wolves. Jalen Quinn will be over there, local kid, obviously,
nice.
As well. Looking forward to, because you got Adidas going on here in Birmingham. You got the Under Armour circuit spotted up in Atlanta. You got Jerice Walker is a five-star power forward that Illinois is in the mix for, but probably playing catch-up. Chester's got a little bit of a connection that you're trying to work there. And you got another event, Elite 32, where you have some of the EYBL teams. So you got a couple of big guys that you're really trying to identify and find. I know that Chester was out on the East Coast earlier today watching Cam Whitmore, the wing from the Baltimore area. Tyler Underwood was down in Texas watching Cam Corn, the big man, took an official visit to Illinois this past month, or last month, I should say. So there's a lot of players to see, and I'll make my way over there probably Friday night or Saturday. Shoot and Huff are guys I definitely want to see, but we'll see what else it has to offer.
Derek Piper walks in the gym. Ladies and gentlemen, Derek Piper. Yeah! That's our guy. All right.
Where did you get that from?
I don't know. I was just thumbing
That's
through
That's not
this
even
thing.
On there.
It's on game day.
Oh.
That's pretty cool. I might go down a rabbit hole here. Oh, I know what he'll like.
Every Thursday night to cook your lasagna.
Yeah,
so I'll be eating lasagna for 13 straight weeks.
Oh, have you had your ribs?
No, I was just about to make a comment about that. So, you know, the message boards have been a little much to deal with since the Garcia twist. I might just hang out down here for a while. You know, you might not see me. I'm just going to go to Dreamland and chill out.
Totally understand.
Go to Atlanta. Is it Magic City where Lou Williams had the win? Okay, I might not want to say. I already said it. All right, so maybe I would go hop in. I'm definitely going to make Dreamland happen. So, I don't know. Do they serve beer? Because do they have TVs? Like,
oh, yeah. I went there. I mean,
that's a good call.
No, I don't know. I don't know for sure.
I need a spot to watch game two tonight. I really do, and I'm pretty open at this point.
Boom. What? You got the MLB All-Star game next week. There's nothing to talk about. I don't blame you for staying down there. Trevor and I may drive down and just join you.
Now, is FanDuel in any of those states? That's an important question.
That is important.
That is a very important question. And no, that is a big problem that I have with the state of Alabama right now. And you do get one more extra opportunity in Tennessee to fire off on those bets. But I might need you guys. I'll meet you in Tennessee. We can bet on the Home Run Derby.
Let's go.
We'll just head down back in Birmingham, Alabama, and kind of just chill out.
Hey, perfect.
I'm up for a quick night in Nashville. You know, those beers down there are so cheap. Boy, you get out of town only spending about $18. Yeah. Hey, did you hear about Trevor and I and the survival we did yesterday?
I was pulling for you. I knew that it came down to the Cardinals Giants game, and when I pulled in to the hotel, I also fired off on the Giants because I had the same line of thinking: no way they're going to sweep Oviedo on the mound.
Boom!
And it was, I was very happy for you guys.
Boom!
The Blue Jays came through. Obviously, the Rays, as you talked about.
And the
that's
Braves.
What happens, man? You guys are still roped in, and we're all in this together to fight our way back.
Yeah, and honestly, we discussed bringing you in on this, but we're like, we don't want to bring him into this bad news or bad luck that we're this karma that we're having right now. So we kept you away, and we're back now, so we can all start betting again, my friend.
There we go. I'm glad you guys didn't follow me on Phillies yesterday. Somehow Alec Mills outpitched Zach Wheeler.
Why not? Yeah, it makes no
Cubs
sense.
Were due.
Exactly. All right, buddy. Well, listen, bad news, of course, with Dawson Garcia committing to North Carolina. Hey, you know what? We all have lived to see another day, and we'll see about Kofi. So be safe, my friend, on the roads. We'll be looking for your stuff on IlliniEnquirer.com.
Sounds good. And I'll tweet you guys a picture of me and Kofi spot up somewhere.
Bam!
We'll say hi.
I love it. Thanks, Derek.
See you guys. Have a good one.
That is Derek Piper. Good stuff. Yeah, I was just looking
like
at some
the,
of these.
The Lou Williams wing reference.
Yeah, then he was like, wait a minute, I'm married.
That was good.
I'm married. I can't.
Our success equals the knowledge of being the K, the knowledge of being.
People don't talk enough about my favorite one.
Belief.
Which one? No.
No. No. Oh.
The E.
No.
stands for effort.
Effort.
An all-out effort in everything you do.
Let's go.
Each and every day.
Let's go.
And then the last E stands for energy.
Yes.
Energy, being a positive influence
Where's
on the people
field?
Around
Let's
you.
Let's go.
Having that belief.
Oh.
We use the word OSCE not just because of the word OSCE or that it's a battle cry
Let's go,
of
coach.
The University of Illinois. We're going to play this game for 60 minutes. If it takes 64 minutes or 68 minutes.
Boom.
Can we just break that down for a second?
Okay, well, here we go.
We're going to play this game for 60 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, that's all well and good.
Yeah.
A football game is 60 minutes.
Right.
We're going to play this game for 60 minutes. If it takes 64 minutes or 68 minutes.
Overtime is not time, okay? That's step one. You start at the 25. You get four chances to get in the end zone. Well, you get a first down.
Well, it's not time, but here's in his mind, you're playing for another 8 minutes.
But here's the problem with that. Where are the four-minute intervals coming from?
Well,
even if it was timed, wouldn't it make sense to do 5 minutes like college basketball? Where's 4 minutes coming from?
I don't know.
64 or 68?
I don't know.
What's he talking about?
I love it, though, now. I'm just looking at some of these. What's WGFA1? Oh, it's not even there anymore.
W.
How about Tay 21? Oh, Big Data Dangerous, baby. What's the Krenzel?
Oh, it's You're not playing there Russian anymore. Roulette with me now. I don't know. I don't know what
Bill,
any of these
Bill
are.
Bill Cubitt? Oh, it's the Cubitt Dance by Steve Breitweiser.
Yeah.
Can we listen to this as we go to break?
Sure.
All right, when we come back, we don't know what we're going to talk about.
We can talk baseball.
Okay.
All right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image of a lot of people that you're used to. My name's Funny.
It's The Drive.
My offense is money, G, so yo, Big Ten, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round. I'm the new OC in town, and Nate Shieldhouse is scoring my touchdowns. Drink the orange Kool-Aid that you got in your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Cupid, making Tommy Tuberville look stupid. Yo, Cincy, oh, how embarrassing. We're joining offense in the top 10 and wait till West Lunt runs things. I'm stepping tall, y'all. And just like Bo Pelini, Kershaw's gonna fly when Nebraska plays against me. Our throws are on time. My offense is funky. It's legit. No more Billy Gonzalez dumpy. I'm sick with this. I'm straight from the MAC. So sometimes I get ridiculous. Throwback passes, Statue of Liberty, swinging gates. Hey, yo, Ron Zook. Are you serious? Yeah, he's at a bank. Look at me, I'm winning. I've never stopped getting busy. I'm a freak. My offense goes kaboom. I once drove some plays in a Kalamazoo bathroom. I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. Using transfers, but it just don't faze me. I'm still going empty set when I get the chance. So now I got my own dance.
Cupid Dance is your chance to have some fun.
Let's get Cupid.
Let's have some Cupid fun. Let's have some Cupid fun. Let's have some Cupid fun. Let's have some Cupid fun.
Let's get Cupid.
Cupid, baby.
Yeah.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Berkey's, your local Kubota dealer at 2202 South High Cross Road in Urbana.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Mattis Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
Hi, Ellen Hook here, owner of your local Ashley Home Store. Ashley Home Store Stars and Stripes mattress sale is now extended. Get a king-size mattress for the price of a twin on select Ashley Sleep mattresses. Or get 0% interest for 7 years on select Tempur-Pedic and Beautyrest black mattresses starting at $21 per month. Plus, receive up to a $200 MasterCard rewards card. Or get up to $300 in Ashley cash. These 4th of July mattress savings end Monday. Ashley Home Store. This is home.
When it comes to your family and their safety, security is always at the top of the list. Having a trustworthy and reliable security system is one of those things you just can't afford to get wrong. Barcom Security understands the threats you face. Why? Because they're local and family-owned. No corporate phone messages, no long wait times, no miscommunications. Join the many Central Illinois residents who sleep soundly knowing they're protected by Barcom. Visit them today, barcomsecurity.com.
Barcom Security. Have a secure day.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. We're back with John Maxwell's Live to Lead this year at the iHotel. Go to HabibHabib.com and buy your tickets. Let's get inspired and shake off the cobwebs from our brains after a very tough year. We will be in the new large conference room at the iHotel Friday, October 8th. Go to HabibHabib.com and buy tickets for you and for your whole team. Every attendee will receive a copy of my new book that will be published this year. Buy your tickets and come and get inspired with me. HabibHabib.com.
Thinking of selling your home? Today's market is crazy, but one way you can be sure to stand out is by replacing your old flooring with new hardwood. And the best place to do it is Carpet Weavers in Champaign. Carpet Weavers boasts the industry's best brands, including Shaw, Mohawk, Paramount, and more. When it comes to natural beauty and a rich quality, nothing beats new flooring from Carpet Weavers. And they have financing options for your budget, so you can always afford the floor you truly want. Increase the value of your home by installing new, high-quality options from Carpet Weavers. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
And now, the owner of Salon 105 in Mahomet.
Hey guys, this is Kelsey Briggs. I own Salon 105 in Mahomet, and I am also a stylist there. And today I'm here with Courtney. She's also a stylist. We would love to see you guys in at the salon.
I love to work at Salon 105 because it feels like I'm working with all of my best friends, and we all hold each other to a really high level of respect, which translates to how we treat our clients.
They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Visit salon-105.com.
Hey, this hour brought to you by Rector Construction. Rector is the reliable roofing, construction, remodeling company in Central Illinois. Spring is here. That means it's time to think about your crawl space. You can trust the team at Rector to inspect it thoroughly. Their main desire is to help better Champaign County. That starts with you. Give them a call. Shoot them a text. I love how they do that. We all text now. Rector Construction is the leader in this. 217-281-7000. 217-281-7000. Visit online, rectorconstruction.com.
Honey, we need that new refrigerator. Remember, you promised.
Oh boy, I can't wait.
Excuse me? The other day, you were really bummed and stressed all to pieces.
That was when you said you wanted to go to the lumber yard. But now we're going to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Dennis Reagan, owner of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Do you dread making a new appliance purchase?
Boy, I sure was. You ever been in a big box store? Getting someone to help is like,
hello. And how about service after the sale with reliable technicians?
I honestly didn't think that existed anymore.
Well, Dick Van Dyke has you covered.
Like nobody else. Honey, we can't just stop with a refrigerator. I want to get a new range, dishwasher, maybe a microwave.
Sure thing, but I planned on going to Dick Van Dyke. The lumberyard is for that new deck I need you to build.
Uh-oh. Wow.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
Looking to remodel your kitchen with a brand new quartz or granite countertop? Look no further than Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. I'm Jay Lehman, and when I needed a new countertop, I went to Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. As a direct fabricator of quartz and granite countertops, they always beat the big box store in price. Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath is running specials for a new year that obliterate big box store prices. Visit their store located on North Madison, Champaign, or visit them online at lutherfalls.com. That's lutherfalls.com.
Hey, Line Eye fans, it's Georgia B and Stevie J broadcasting, and you are listening to the amazing ESPN Radio 93.5.
Oh, yeah! This song still gets me fired up.
This hour of the drive brought to you by
Matt. Walking into a club down in St. Louis.
Well,
bang! Well, probably. Probably would hear that.
Yeah, actually, that would make a lot of sense. Local flavor.
Yes.
This hour of the drive.
Give me a shot of bang. Let's go.
You mean like Mike Breen?
Yeah.
Bang.
That's exactly what I'm
Devin
doing.
Devin Booker. Mattex. This hour brought to you by Mattex. Feel the difference with the most trusted, top-rated service team in Central Illinois. Visit MattexService.com. That is Mattex, M-A-T-T-E-X, service.com.
Okay. From the apple bottom jeans.
The boots with the fur.
Boots with the fur to little Gary Allen.
Oh.
Yeah, baby. Champaign County Fair starts Thursday, July 22nd with a country concert featuring Travis Denning and then this dude. Little Gary Allen. Friday, July 23rd, it's the Beach Boys. On the grandstand stage, stock car and motorcycle races, monster trucks, horses, and the Cincinnati Circus. Take note of what you would like to tap into July 22nd through the 31st. Visit ChampaignCountyFair.cc. A lot of music going on.
What's popping?
I had a strawberry bubbly today, my friend, right when I got here. And you were like mad because I took like the last goal.
So now I have one.
Wait, where'd you find it? Because I thought I got the last one.
Nope.
I got another one. Because you walked by and you looked in and I was like, is this cool? It was the last one. You're like, really? So I didn't know you had one. Are you hiding them now?
Yeah, I'm stashing.
Okay.
They're so good. This hour of the drive also brought to you by Pepsi Cola, Champaign Urbana Bottling Company, family owned and operated since 1953, and makers of Bubbly. A delicious sparkling water with no calories, no sweeteners. No sweeteners.
That's
all
awesome.
Smiles. Available in 16 flavors. I like strawberry.
I do love the marketing on it because it does have a smile.
It does.
It's pretty cool.
And when you pop open the can lid, it says hi on it.
It does? I didn't see that.
Hi.
Oh, well, that's kind of neat. That does say hi.
Pepsi's always had good marketing with the, remember when they had the names on the bottles? I mean, I know both companies did a certain period of time. But
Hold on. You know what name they didn't have? Lon.
Oh. Well.
So, that's kind of a bad...
Or was that Coke?
It was Coke.
Okay, never mind.
And I think that was
That's my fault.
Actually, they did have Lon, because somebody sent a tweet to me one time. It showed Lon. I'm like, man, they thought of everything if they put Lon.
At that point, they were just stringing three letters together and throwing them on the bottle.
Right.
Bot.
Wonder if anybody's ever used my name in, what's the game where you spell?
Scrabble?
Scrabble.
Probably not.
Scrabble.
Unless they had a lot of like doubles and triples.
That's true. Hey, that's 2 days in a row we've mentioned a board game.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yep. Trivial Pursuit yesterday.
We're on a roll here. Yep. With that, so
I always kind of liked Parcheesi.
I know I've heard of it, but what is it?
I mean, you go around the board, you've got different pieces. I don't know how different it is from, I'd have to show it to you for you to really understand.
Is it like left, right, center with a die?
No.
Probably not.
It's a board game that you make your way around and you have to beat the other players to the middle of it or whatever. I don't know.
I think I may have tried it one time or played it once.
It says the classic game of chase and race.
Oh.
So you roll your die and you try to beat them back to the middle.
Got it. All right. Hey, just talked to Derek Piper. Again, if you're just joining us, bad news on Dawson Garcia. He decided today that he is heading to North Carolina. So
I guess
Illinois.
You could say Dawson Gar see ya.
That was good, man.
Yeah.
That was really good. John on the U of I Illini Link text line asked, did they ever say what Yastrzemski was saying at second base? They got Oviedo PO'd last night. Now, I had baseball, and then I went to bed. So I did not see this, but you were telling me that Yastrzemski was at second base. He had obviously was on second, in other words, not playing second. Oviedo pitching, and Oviedo turned around and was yelling at him.
Yeah, he basically told him to shut up.
Okay.
That was the lip reading, at least.
Got
with
it.
A few other choice words in there.
Right.
Most people assume that Yastrzemski laughed. Like, it didn't get to the point where they were going to, like, fight each other.
Right, right.
But I assume, like, maybe he was calling out signs or trying to do something at second to distract Oviedo on the mound. I don't know.
That's not good. Well, I've run out of things to talk about. Can you look at Michael Feagles and see what he's doing
sure.
right now?
What about...
Oh, we were going to talk baseball.
Yeah.
Cardinals lost. It's day off for the Cardinals. Cubbies play tonight.
Yep, fourth game against the Phillies. They finally won last night after having lost 11 in a row.
Okay.
Which was almost nearing the franchise record of 14. So, as Derek pointed out, things make no sense. They actually beat Zach Wheeler, who's been really good with Alec Mills, probably their worst starter right now, which isn't saying much.
Now you're facing, like, Zach Efron tonight or something?
Not Zach Efron. That would be interesting. Zach Eflin.
Oh, Efron is a actor.
High School Musical guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. That would be interesting if you were facing Zach Efron.
Can I say, like, the acapella?
Acapella?
Acapella. I always say that wrong. Those are pretty cool to me.
The groups?
Yeah, the groups. Yeah. Those are really cool when I hear a group do that. Also, drums. So have you ever, after an Illini football game, walked with the band?
Yep.
And have you walked with the drummers?
No.
It is one of the coolest things I've ever done. If you are an Illini fan and you've never done that, so after the game, I don't know how, I haven't done it in a long time, so I don't know how quick the band exits.
I never time it, but just take the normal amount of time it takes to, like, leave your seat.
Yeah, and
sort of gather your things and then walk out to
yeah, it's on the south end.
Yeah.
So it's between, obviously, State Farm Center and Memorial Stadium.
They come out underneath the scoreboard.
Yep, they come out there. And then they walk back to their band building. And while they do that, they play, you know, Illinois songs. And the drummers are doing... That is one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my life. I think it's one... I've always wanted to drum. I've said that before. One of these days... I always used to say that this radio show was my midlife crisis. But I wasn't old enough back then. Now I am. So I feel like... Drumming, I always said when I have my midlife crisis, I'm going to buy a drum set and just get at it. I'm just going to go home, get in the garage, and just get at it. And like have neighbors go, he's so bad. Why does he just pound on that thing? I think it would be so cool to know how to drum. That would be, there's a lot of things that if you gave me the option to all of a sudden be good at, probably drumming wouldn't be first.
No.
But it would be cool to be able to, for instance, if you walked into a bar and there was a little, you know, there was a band kind of set up and they're just kind of milling around and you just like, you're like, hey, do you guys mind if I, you know, hammer the drums for a little bit? They're like, yeah. And then you just go up there and you just start going at it and you're really good at it.
Yeah. And you're like throwing the stick in the air and catching it and stuff.
I think that would be one of the coolest things to be able to, because I think drummers, if you're a drummer out there, like Mike Carpenter can do everything.
Yep.
He's a good singer. He can play the guitar. He can drum. He can do whatever you want him to do. But I just think if you are a drummer, you are one of the coolest people in America.
Interesting.
In the world.
Okay.
You are one of the coolest. In fact, the first drummer... No, we don't have anything to give away. Do we?
Cardinals tickets.
Do we have tickets?
Yeah.
Can we give some away?
Sure.
How would I prove that they're a drummer?
That I don't know. Let me get the game for you here. Hang on.
Okay, how about this? I'm going to trust that somebody is a drummer. How about if you're a drummer in a band? I want you to text in 359-2255. Now, you got to go to the Cardinals game.
We have two tickets, the series against the Twins. Okay, so pay attention here. This isn't coming up. That's why we haven't done the giveaway yet.
Right, okay.
So you have some time here. It is the weekend of Saturday, the 31st of July, and Sunday, the 1st of August.
Okay.
Two games against the Twins. Pick which day.
Okay, you'd have either Saturday or Sunday.
Two tickets to either.
Okay.
Saturday or Sunday, Twins at Cardinals, if you're a drummer
if
in a band.
If you are a drummer, I need to know what age you started drumming and what band you're in. 359-2255. This could be really, I mean, we have to have somebody listening
the niche
that is
market
actually,
here,
it's very, I mean, we have narrowed
listening
this.
Listening to our radio show at 5:44
right.
is a drummer in a local, not local, doesn't have to be, but in a band, and can make the Twins Cardinals game on Saturday, July 31st.
I'm betting it doesn't happen. I'm just going to go ahead and bet it doesn't happen on that. Can I play some more game day stuff?
Yeah.
Do you mind?
What else is in there?
There's World. Is that the Around the World?
I think that's Around the World.
Oh, we had that the whole time.
Yeah.
When we were bringing it up
for a long time.
This is where they're in the bathroom. They're in the bathtub right now, and it's like, guys, I can't hear it. You're going to have to bring it out of the water.
It takes a minute.
Tom, can you bring it out of the water, please? Oh, yeah, there you go. Now I can hear it.
Well, we're getting there. We're not there yet.
Is it still in there?
I kind of liken it to like walking up the stairs and getting ready to go into the room that has the music in it.
Yeah.
You're getting closer. It's like you're still getting closer. Now you open the door. There, now you're in there.
Hey, Lon, what's up, man?
Good.
There's 200 LR. That would be the 200.
Oh, yeah, their intro song.
Timmy B? Is that another Beckman?
I mean, I would guess so.
Oh, no.
Is it a song?
Let It Be? What is that? We got one.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
In a line, our nation's time of trouble. A MacKay coach answered the fired Zoom to hire Timmy B.
Never heard this. Carpenter at his finest. I had never heard that. All right. We have a winner. Chris, we need to know.
I mean, does he want to go to the Cardinals game on the 31st?
Can you go to either Saturday or Sunday? So you need to send in what day you want and your phone number. Or
well,
address?
Not your phone number.
No.
What's weird is,
address.
And this is, not that either.
No.
What's funny is we were talking about this the other day with electronic tickets. You can only get the tickets through email now.
Oh.
So I actually just need your email.
So we just need an email.
Because, you know, we can't
color
actually.
Color of your house. What day is garbage pickup? That kind of thing. Anything we can find out about you, Chris. He said he started playing when he was 11, and he's in a Christian rock band called Blood for the Masses. So, all right, Chris, if you can go
that's awesome.
To the game, just shoot us your email, and Trevor Valise will make that happen. We got to take one more break. Can you update us on Michael Fiegels?
What does WD mean?
Withdrew.
Okay. He is two spots above the list of guys that say WD.
Yeah, because there's two guys that withdrew.
Okay.
Where's Fiegels at now?
He is six over through 14.
Okay.
He's tied for 154th.
Okay.
And I think there's like 155.
I like how we're
I put that so harshly. I didn't know how else to say it, but.
I like that we're like talking like it's the worst thing that's ever happened in the world. I mean, the young man is right. He's still in college, essentially playing a professional golf tournament en route to making a huge career in golf. And we're like, he's one spot ahead of the withdrawals.
Bad news.
That's not good.
Where's DA points?
He was even.
He's still even.
He
tied for 97.
He finished the round even. And then Steve Stricker won under.
Oh, I see. Their rounds were finished.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Strick will then board a plane and head to the British Open, or what they like to call the Open. So, all right. Chris has sent us his email.
That's awesome.
This is cool, man.
Chris, we need to know Saturday the 31st or Sunday the 1st.
And garbage
better
day.
For you. We don't need to know
I
garbage.
Need to know what, where, I don't need to know where you live, but I need to know what day you bring your garbage out. We'll let everybody know that next. It is The Drive.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Springfield area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at Cordell Cordell.
Springfield.com. 2815 Old Jacksonville Road, Suite 103, Springfield, Illinois, 62704.
Hi, it's Stevie J. You know, when we talk advertising with our clients, in the back of everybody's mind is, what do I get? How much do I sell when I advertise on the radio? And you know what? It's a fair question. How much stuff do I sell when I advertise with you? Well, here at Stevie J Broadcasting, we have developed a unique and exclusive marketing program that guarantees people will spend money with your business every month and provide feedback as to what they thought of their experience with you. It's called Stever. Now, if your company's looking for more customers who I guarantee will spend money with you each and every month, why don't you at least find out what this is about? Call 217-840-9913 to get a quick explanation and start knowing what you get for some of your advertising dollar. 217-840-9913. Space for this program is limited. 217-840-9913.
Forward from Rastavi, Georgia, number 15, Georgie B.
Hey, it's me, Georgie B. My last 3 years in Champaign have been amazing, amazing, amazing. But the fun doesn't have to stop. Get down to Game Day Spirit to find the exclusive Georgie B t-shirt collection. You will be glad you did. It's always a great day to have a great day at Game Day Spirit, baby. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop. Yes, sir.
Jeff Facer on what Area-Wide Technologies does.
We are a full-service technology company that focuses on business-to-business solutions for our clients, and we handle everything from the security of your internet network and data to implementation and administration of these things, as well as email and pretty much full service of anything that a business would need technology-wise.
To find out more, go to areawidetech.com.
Why do people go to PDR Automotive in Urbana? Because they take care of people like you. Angie dropped off her car to get her brakes evaluated. After a serious problem was discovered, they quoted her $2,100 that she would need to fix the problem.
I couldn't afford it, and I told them I better settle up and hope things don't get worse. PDR found a used part, sent off for it, and kept the bill at the original price. Who does that? I can't stop talking about them and have recommended them to people already. They are my new mechanic.
PDR Automotive on Cunningham.
The Champaign County Fair is coming our way.
The Champaign County Fair has some terrific concerts.
Reserve your seat now in the grandstand or on the track.
Gary Allen starts off on July 22nd.
Sitting out here. Make arrangements now for your VIP party pit passes or get your reserved box seats for five or six people as we start up the fair Thursday, July 22nd with Gary Allen.
So you stand
with Travis Denning opening the show. Aiden, what's the website for details?
ChampaignCountyFair.cc.
Long's Garage in Urbana is the oldest auto repair facility in the area. In fact, they've been in business 80 years. That's spanned 20 presidential elections. The population of Champaign-Urbana 80 years ago was around 23,000. Now it's over 210,000, and Long's is still proudly serving all of them. There aren't many places that can survive and thrive through 80 years of outstanding service, so give Long's a shot at 503 East Main Street in Urbana or online at longsautomotiverepair.com.
I'm Ben Quattrone, owner-operator at Sarah Champaign. I enjoy a good game like anyone else, but not when I'm buying a car. At Sarah Champaign, located in Savoy, we've got multiple franchises, and we're transparent, no haggle, no BS, no hassle, and our price is generally lower than anywhere else you'll find. We've always got 30 cars under $10,000. We have luxury models, too. We do business a little differently at Sarah Champaign. Most of our customers really appreciate it. Visit sarahchampaign.com, sarahchampaign.com, and look at 500 cars.
I think that's the day, Trevor.
That can work. That'll work.
Motley Crue. All right, Chris is heading to a Cardinals game, and Trash Day is Tuesday. So
all because he's a drummer.
Yep.
Well done, Lon.
So right now in Chris's garbage can at home, he's got one bag. That's it.
Because it's Thursday?
Yep.
You think one bag over 2 days? That
sounds
about
right. Yeah, he's probably going to add another one tonight.
Yeah.
Probably add another one tonight. Yep. How many garbage bags do you add to your garbage
over the course of the week?
Yeah.
Four, five?
About one every 2 days?
Yeah, something like that.
We throw away a lot of garbage.
The problem becomes when you get one of those, like,
say you're getting takeout pizza or something, then that box doesn't quite fit in the garbage, so you compact it.
Yeah.
Suddenly you've got like half of a garbage bag taken up just by one meal's garbage. You know
or
what I mean?
Or a case of Bud Light, you try to break that down.
Too, sure.
I do agree with Hans D. Why do round pizzas come in square boxes?
It's a good question.
Was that him that did that, or was that you?
That was him.
Okay.
Yep. He came up with like 10.
That's right.
And I just picked the ones I like the best.
Hans D. All right, so if you're just joining us as we wrap things up, Dawson Garcia unfortunately commits to North Carolina. No news yet on Kofi. We did just visit with Derek Piper. If you didn't get a chance to hear that, you can hear it. Give Trevor about 4 minutes.
Yeah.
After the show ends.
Yep.
At StevieJ.com. That's StevieJay.com. Also talk to Brett Behrens at 4:30. He's got stuff up on WCIA's website right now, an interview with Steve Stricker. Going to do a little VOSAT tonight, maybe another VOSAT tomorrow. Maybe a package at 6.
Sure. Sounds good.
Does all that make sense?
It makes sense to me.
Do you know what VOSAT means?
Sound on tape, right?
Good job. Video.
Voice.
Video with sound on tape.
I should know that since I just took a class on that like 2 years ago.
So if Marley is anchoring tonight, she will say three Illini golfers participated today in the John Deere Classic. And then to the left, it'd say take VO.
Yep.
And boom, you'd have the one opening shot, you know, maybe the pond right on 18. And she would start talking. That's the VO. And then she would say, one of those playing today is Ryder Cup captain, Steve Stricker. Boom. Sound on tape with Strick.
Right.
Everybody just learned what I paid a lot of money to learn in college.
I just like people's inflections at the end of their packages.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever. In Silvis, Brett Behrens, Channel 3.
So that was always kind of my shtick. So I would always, when I worked at WAND, I would always say, in Silvis, latte, WAND, sports. I would do some stupid thing like that.
I like that.
Sports.
You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, so thanks to Brett.
Don't say the other thing that he
did. No, I won't. Ryan McClure, don't forget, Rhino's Fine Sports Collectibles. Check that out on Facebook. The Flying Illini coming on Saturday from 12:30 to 3:30. You spend a little money and you get autographs, you get pictures. And then, of course, we just talked to Pipes. What are we betting tonight? A parlay on the NBA game?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Not a whole lot happening. Not a heavy baseball slate. Suns at home over the Bucks, probably a safe bet again.
Yeah.
Giannis missing some free throws. If you could bet on that, that'd be a safe bet.
Is he not a good free throw shooter?
No.
How can guys not make free throws?
I don't know.
It confuses me. All right, we're out of here. Thanks for filling in.
We're out for the week, by the way.
Oh, that's right. We're not here tomorrow.
See ya.
Cubs Cardinals tomorrow. Who's throwing? Hendricks?
Hendricks and LeBlanc.
Oh, whoa.
Wade LeBlanc.
What a way to start out the weekend at Wrigley. Wade LeBlanc. LeBlanc?
Yeah.
Ninth team, I think.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Edwin Jackson territory.
He is. He's getting close to having a coolest man cave in baseball. All right, everybody have a great weekend. I mean that. It's the drive. Music off.